It is time now for the Berkshire Edge on air, BerkshireEdge.com, of course, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And now here once again is Marcy and David. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
I hate the telephone. I just want you to go. I hate the telephone company because once we disconnect from you, for whatever reason it happens, it's unbelievably hard to get it
back. Do you know when we have disconnected?
We heard a little.
Okay, so when that happens, just hang up as fast as you can. If you don't hear him, go straight to you. Just hang up as fast as you can.
Just unbelievable. Yeah. But the phone company had this really weird delay getting back to you, so that's okay. I screamed.
And every minute counts.
That's right.
Well, every minute counts in life. That's right. And to scream at the telephone company is a waste of time. All right.
Yes, it is, 'cause it doesn't get you anywhere.
That's exactly right.
They don't care.
If it would get you someplace, it wouldn't be a waste of time. Well, let's move on to and front and center, and the first thing that you've got down here to talk about is the Women's March, which was once again done close to the anniversary of the last one, was part of the big news of the week, locally and nationally.
Yes. Well, should I begin, David?
Yeah, go ahead.
Berkshire County has been very active ever since the election of Donald Trump, not surprising. I mean, we are a blue state, and there have been many organizations that have sprung up, and also many organizations that preceded the election but that have become more focused. And so we have four articles this week looking at this Women's March from different perspectives, and they're all very interesting and they're all very different. The first one that we posted on Sunday was a report on a forum that was held in Pittsfield on Saturday. It was organized by Indivisible Pittsfield, and of course, you know, the Indivisible movement is a new movement that started after the election. And they brought together, I think there were 13 organizations and 14 panelists at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. They started with some really moving performances, the first by Kirsten Van
Ginhoven.
She's
from Wham Theater.
Right. And she did a really moving monologue about a woman who had never demonstrated before and was feeling moved to stand up and be counted. Then there were three poets from a poetry group in Pittsfield who gave very moving poems about how it felt, you know, to express your voice for the first time, or there was a man who gave read a stunning poem. These were all, you know, original poems, and we have video on our story of this man presenting this wonderful poem about why women shouldn't listen to him, that they should go out and do what they have to do. The panel was representatives of very interesting and different organizations having to do, with interreligious groups, the NAACP, another Indivisible group that had sprung up, and Immigrant Stories group that's based at Berkshire Community College, Kristen again from Wham Theater, a very interesting variety of people, and they were given two questions to answer. The first was, what are our major priorities for the coming year? And the second one was, how can we form more productive partnerships so we can all work together? And the priorities were, you know, amazingly consistent. They really had to do with equality and inclusion, equality for women, equality for minorities, equality for immigrants, and the question of how to build partnerships, you know, was clearly much more frustrating because they all talked about how long it takes to build productive and trusting partnerships. There was a community organizer who said that, you know, sometimes when he's trying to organize a community, he has to go, he goes to the local church and he goes every Sunday for 6 months before he even talks to anybody, because he wants them to see that he's there and he's committed to them. And, you know, and after about 6 months, he feels that they will trust that he understands what they're about. So, you know, this is a kind of daunting challenge for organizations that are, that, you know, have their own missions and also are so overworked that it's hard to invest the time in developing these long relationships. But, and then, of course, there was a third question addressed to the audience, is what can the audience do? And, you know, the audience members were very eager for a way to communicate better. And I, of course, got up and pointed out that the Berkshire Edge has a calendar, and because people were calling for some kind of calendar where everybody can post their events so we can all see what each other is doing. And so I, you know, wanted to remind them that we have a section on our calendar called We the People, where we have invited any community organization, no matter, you know, which persuasion, to post their events so that everybody can know. And now I am in the process of trying to get people to start using our calendar, because that's what it's for. I mean, it's not, it's for, you know, anybody with something of interest to the Berkshires community to post their events for free. So anyway, I hope I haven't gone on too long.
What's interesting about what you said there is what the town of Sharon, some people did in the town of Sharon, mm-hmm. it seems to have worked out, is there is a master calendar that hangs in the Sharon Town Hall, and if somebody is planning an event, they go to that master calendar, and they see what events are planned on the day that they have, and if there's nothing planned on that day that's going to be there, they write it down, and then other people from town and nonprofits and stuff like that come in, and that seems to have worked very well here in Sharon.
Well, we're trying to do this digitally because, you know, when we first started, I mean, one of the things that I know from, you know, being on two nonprofit boards is that every time an organization is trying to trying to plan a gala or a fundraising or even any kind of special event, you know, there's always the question of what else is happening on that same day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have offered this calendar. It's not only for, you know, we do have a We the People section, but we also have film, theater, dance, arts. You know, we have 16 categories. Classes and workshops, kids and family, so that people, we really are encouraging people to post their events so that this, you know, we are hoping this becomes a community calendar, and it is more and more. You know, it's working, but for some reason these activist groups are not posting, and I think now they're going to begin to, so this will be, you know, another service that the Edge is providing for the community, which we're very pleased with.
Right.
But just quickly, I mean, not to take as much time as with the others, but we have three other very interesting articles that look at this march from different perspectives. We have a letter from a woman named Carolyn Alexander, who's part of the Berkshire Women's Political Action Group, and she described going to the march in New York and why it was different this year from last year. We have another letter from Leonard Court, who often writes us impressions of New York, about his impressions of the march. And finally, just yesterday, we put up an Edgecast by our friend Ben Hillman. He's a videographer and a very interesting and funny guy. He's the one who does our Orange Alerts. And he created an Edgecast of his impressions at the march. So it's
well, his video was concerned with the Berkshire contingent that he went to the march with in New York.
So. Right. So anyway.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's up there right now. You can watch it.
All right.
Good.
I have to go on to this next story because if I were just to say, the theme of something is delight, deceit, and desire, you would think maybe it's about Washington, D.C., but it's not. It's about Shakespeare and company.
Could be about Hollywood.
which was originally entertainment anyway.
Yes, entertainment.
About government and kings, so, you know.
So what does it show? It shows that we haven't changed.
Right. Que ça change.
Right.
Que c'est la même chose.
But,
well, this is the time of year in which the theater companies are you know, rolling out the previews of their season to come, and Shakespeare and Company is doing this. Their theme is, you know, this lovely, you know, deceit and desire, so they have a whole season around that particular theme. And Barrington Stage, at the same time, is also doing their rolled out their season, which is committing to a season of women's stories, not surprisingly. So these two theater companies are being very topical in their in their approach to choosing what they're going to have on stage this summer. It's going to be really interesting, I think.
I think.
And Shakespeare and Company is doing a combination of contemporary, as they have for several years now, a combination of contemporary plays and Shakespeare. So Shakespeare, they're going to be doing.
They're going to be Lady Macbeth. Toddie Randolph is going to be playing Lady Macbeth. I can hardly wait to see that one. She's good.
And they're doing Love, Labor's Lost. They're also doing a Strindberg. And they're doing As You Like It.
Yeah.
Like
a little comic relief.
I don't know.
But, somehow Lady Macbeth flies in the face of the Me Too generation.
No, it does. Right. It's a strong woman.
Yes, very strong.
Well, she's a strong woman, although deceit.
You got to take the good with the bad. Movements, you got to take the good with the bad. Good luck with that.
Exactly, right. We are not perfect.
No.
But the artistic director of Shakespeare and Company also said that they were particularly paying attention this summer to not objectifying women, not so much as a production theme, but as a critical manifest. So Lady Macbeth is certainly not going to be objectified.
Well, at least no one's doing Joan of Arc.
Well, no.
There's still time.
Well, we haven't heard from Williamstown yet.
That's right. Trust me, there's still time.
Although Shakespeare did a very interesting play either last year or the summer before, which actually originated at the Berkshire Playwrights Lab, of which I am a board member, and it was called Mother of the Maid. And it was a very interesting story in which, in the Shakespeare and Company production, Tina Packer plays the mother of Joan of Arc. Mm-hmm. And, in the agony of being the mother and seeing your daughter go off on this, what they thought was this crazy political adventure.
Although one of the best biographies I ever read, this was as a kid, was Joan of Arc. And it was so fascinating how people do things, how they are perceived. But the great news is that exposing new people to these works will help give a sense of context, if nothing else, historical context.
Yes, right.
How could that
hurt? By the way, speaking of new works, I do want to put in a plug for this Berkshire Playwrights Lab. I am on the board. But it is an organization in Great Barrington that is dedicated entirely to the development of new plays. And this weekend at St. James Place in Great Barrington, we're having what we call our Radius Festival, and this is the second year we've done this. We are presenting short plays by six playwrights who live within a radius of 50 miles of Great Barrington. So these are all local playwrights. They're short plays. They are cast by professional actors, and presented as very advanced staged readings. So it's not just writers standing at a table and reading the script. I mean, they're blocked and acted, and the actors may be holding scripts still. But it's for anybody who's interested in the development of new plays. This is a very interesting and, you know, very reasonably priced performance that will take place Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Saturday night. And you can get tickets by going to the Berkshire Playwrights Lab website. So just Google Berkshire Playwrights Lab.
All right, so now we'll continue on with the women's theme with a book review.
Yes. Go ahead, David.
Well, Sheila Clary wrote this. You know, this was one of those, she called up, or actually emailed me and said, oh, I've just read this book. I've got to write a review. I'm going to do it right now. So save space. So in came her review of The Perfect Nanny, which is an astonishing book written by a French Moroccan woman, it's about class warfare in France, you might say, in which the nanny is hired by a well-to-do family to take care of their kids, and she murders them. So this is a story about infanticide, but it's apparently just riveting. So,
based on
a real event in New York, actually.
Yeah,
transplanted to Paris. So,
showing that class warfare is the same or anywhere in the world.
Class
warfare is class warfare, no doubt about it.
Yeah. It's very classy.
It doesn't matter
it
what
makes
class.
It makes for good books, right?
And you hope in the end that you're in the winning class. That's right. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to move on just a moment here because we'll go to Carol Owens once again. Crime.
Oh, yes. She's... You know, she can't resist the. She's a great columnist, and she just cannot resist what would you call it? The Gilded Age. And in the Gilded Age, there was this gentleman burglar in Stockbridge who was stealing jewelry from all the wealthy families. And so she tells this tale of. Of people describing how they were robbed, and it's quite charming. And anyways, we recommend your readers, your listeners, read that. She's just wonderful about the history of Stockbridge and the Berkshires.
We talked about her, a couple of weeks ago. She had another really interesting story about the scams that had been perpetrated in Stockbridge and the Berkshires. And this is, another one of her wonderful stories connecting history with contemporary times. And this is just a great story. We won't give it all away, but... It's Carol has this a column called Connections, which we post every Tuesday, and it's really, the headline in the story was he was a gentleman and he cleaned out the town. So definitely worth reading.
And our final stop of the day, real estate.
Yes, surprise, surprise. Well, we have a very lively real estate section that we launched in August, and it's got, listings of what's on the market. It's got a property of the week, and we also have a section called Market Perspectives, where we sort of step back from, individual real estate transactions, and we look at sort of issues across the market. And We have been serializing for the last 7 weeks, and we're about to do the eighth and final installment on this Friday. Our section is Real Estate Friday, and everything comes out on Friday. But it's a book by a Great Barrington lawyer named David Lazan, and he has written he's an unpublished book, which he will now publish as an edge book, called The Basics of How to Buy, Sell, Finance, Build, and Finance Property in Berkshire County. And apparently Berkshire County is a little bit different from every other county in this way as in others. And this is really, I mean, it's very easy reading, but it is really must reading for anybody who wants to buy, sell, build, or finance, or just dabble in Berkshire County real estate, because it tells you, you know, how you evaluate, how you buy, who has to be at the closing, how you finance, and it's really, I have found it. I mean, I've been editing it and posting it every week, and I have found it fascinating. So, before we finish, all seven previous pieces are up, and we'll do the eighth one this Friday. So I wanted everybody to be aware of it.
All right. Now, these stories, and of course, we always say when we get together, so much more you'll find at theberkshireedge.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's updated frequently. It's not like it's updated once a week. It really is a
daily
way. If you want to stay in touch in the Berkshires, it is quite easily the simplest way to do it.
Right.
And the best.
And the best.
That's right. That's right. You can say that.
And no, it is simple because, you know, you can sign up for our email, which is free to do. It's free to subscribe. And we send an email every morning with the six latest stories. And you can, makes it very easy to know what's new. You don't have to search around. You just get the email and you open up what you want to read.
All right. Well, we will speak to you guys again next week.
Yes.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
That is This Week in the Berkshire Edge, theberkshireedge.com on the web.